Oh, yeah. We bring the boom. We bring the boom to you. We bring the boom. How's this? We call the Armentani brothers and ask why this song is not on the playlist.
That's actually a fair point.
Yeah.
It's like a 50-minute mix.
I think I ran into another video, too. They didn't add it two more people?
Oh, yeah. There's another guy, the mid-20s guy.
First it was four, now it's six of them.
Well, and now every video of theirs is them just doing this dance with the song.
Yes.
Like this.
Oh, it's awful.
Yeah.
It's addictive, but it's awful. Now,
it is.
Should we do a show?
And then there's the chicken wing part.
Yeah, that's a new one.
Yeah.
Should we as a show
do that video?
Go to AJ and Big Justice Night at FAU next weekend.
FAU.
Where's FAU?
Florida Atlantic University.
That's what I thought you were talking about. Like, what?
They're having AJ and Big Justice Night, so we could head down there.
Are they from Florida?
I think they do. Yeah, I guess
so. No, they're from New York.
Well, they're from New York, but I think they live in Florida.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, they're frauds.
Well, of course.
Well, everybody in New York moves to Florida, don't they?
Well, when they reach
60, not that young.
AJ Big Justice is too young to live in Florida already. Yeah.
Hey, see the taxes in New York?
Well, that's a good point. I'm already planning it. Can we do the show from Florida or Texas? The low taxes.
Well, yeah, I'm with you. Either one. Yes.
Tax part of it, yeah. All right. So 215-592-9494. So I mentioned the John Middleton sound. If you have not... So we're going to play you the sound. This is in the clubhouse afterwards. If you have not seen it, you should listen to it and then go see it because the visual is also great too. So here is Philly's owner, John Middleton, in the clubhouse last night.
There you go.
Oh, man.
My bleeping trophy.
I want my trophy. Remember when he did the interview with Angelo when he said that they signed Bryce because of a Twitter poll? He said that he wanted to bring the trophy back. So here they are. Here they are. Now's another opportunity. This is the best there's a good chance. Now, National League also really good, which is why you want as many home games as possible and you don't go out drinking the night before a game where you can win. But yeah.
They could win tonight.
Yeah, they could. That's baseball.
Well, they did last year, didn't they? I think we did the same thing. Either they won or Stubby had a good game.
Well, Stubby, listen, he's a problem. A little hangover stuff.
He had a good game.
Now, in 2022, they almost got no hit. I think they had a no hitter going into the ninth. So that did not go as well.
Well, they could do that. But you could have all the starters in there freshly, sleeping well and all that kind of stuff and almost get no hit.
Bryce was in the lineup last year post celebration night.
He was in the lineup the next day.
Well, he's a play every day guy.
He'll be in there.
Yeah.
He's got to get a 30 home run.
We still got to get 30 home runs.
Here are some guys who won't be in the lineup, or if they're in the lineup, are going to be, Boozy.
Boom,
Casty, Marsh, Stubbsy.
Well, Stubbsy's going to be in there.
Oh, you think so?
He'll be in there.
Oh, Stubbsy,
I meant Stott.
Oh, Stott won't be in there.
Oh, yeah, Stotty.
Mars and Mundo's there. Yeah, Mundo's there.
He had the helmet on last night. He's definitely not in there tonight.
Wonder if whichever one was with that TikTok girl sent her a DM last night.
Yeah?
Yeah, you think so? After a few of those beers. Well.
When you're at Xfinity.
Show you. There's a TikTok video of a girl who had an experience with one of the Phillies. We talked about it.
In the past, with
the burner apartment or whatever. You remember that?
The burner apartment.
Yeah, with the side chick apartment or whatever.
Yes,
Rick and Marlton, you're on
WIP. Not a burner apartment.
Yeah, side chick apartment, sorry. Rick.
Like, do you get up every morning just to give the fans of Philadelphia a nipple twist?
No,
that's what I feel like you do. Like, I sit here and say, what can I do? What topic can I say that's going to enrage most of the fans of Philadelphia?
I can tell you this. You could ask my
coach. I was popping champagne. I was spraying beers in my den.
You're not playing today. You don't have a one seed to go get.
Yeah, but I'm going to the game.
What do you want out of me? You can still get to the game. They need to play a game. Rick, I have no problem with over-celebrating winning the National League East. I want to be clear. I think they should celebrate it. But they have five games left. They're one game behind the Dodgers for having the opportunity to have the most home games in the National League and potentially have the best record in baseball.
I get it. And you wanted them to go into the locker room, put on a suit and tie,
kick each other's hands, and walk out
with a briefcase.
No. You know what, Rick, though? I did maybe think that hitting Xfinity afterwards might not have been the... I don't know if you've been there. Yeah. I don't know if you've been at Xfinity, but it's not for me as an old guy who doesn't really get that. But it's that's not a place you go where you want to, you know, have a nice celebration with your teammates. Yeah. It's a place you go where you go to rage.
For the daycare to go there, that's fine.
All right. Well, when games 1 and 2 against the Dodgers are in L.A., you tell me it's fine when you gave away a game. That's all.
They're not going to give away games.
They're giving today away.
They're playing the Chicago Cubs.
The Chicago Cubs are 80-77. It's not like the Cubs are the White Sox. It's the wrong Chicago team.
That's pretty bad.
That's true.
They are playing the Chicago Cubs. And guess what?
And they're underdogs tonight at home.
And guess what? They're going to win. They got 5 games left.
Yes, and they need to
win 3 of the 5 games. They've got the game in the tiebreaker with L.A. I'm not worried. The L.A.'s got to play San Diego the next 3 nights.
Okay.
So they could very easily lose all 3 games.
We lost 2 out of 3 to the A's this year. We lost. I mean, we've had plenty of bad series against. Don't do this to me. And Rick, thank you. Thank you. All right. Rick, thank you for the call. I want to be clear about this as well, and you can ask both my co-hosts, specifically Jack, who gets more text messages about my takes than any human actually should get. Mm-hmm. There's nothing about me that wakes up and says, I want to make everybody mad.
No.
This is actually how I feel. Mm-hmm. It's 100% how I feel. So this might, to be clear, I am not a fun person. You don't want to hang out with me. I'm always anxious about everything. I'm anxious about the show every day. I'm anxious about the Phillies. That's me about everything. It's not a good way to live, to be honest with you. It's why I got to take the gummies to go to sleep.
I am not a fun person.
I'm not a fun person. I am not. I don't at all. Rios, North Philly, you're on WIP.
What's going on, Hard Charges?
What's up, Rios?
Rios.
What's up?
What up, brother?
What's up, gentlemen? Well, first of all, let me throw this out there. I am definitely damn a fun person. I'm a very fun person. I laugh at myself all the damn time. But anyway, look, check it out, man. I'm sorry, but look, I couldn't take it. I couldn't take the damn celebration. I couldn't freaking take it because this is why. Gentlemen, y'all remember 2 years ago on the way to the World Series, I'm doing speeches back to freaking back. All the way to the freaking World Series. Knowing how hyped that was, knowing how everything was, and then, okay, all right, we lost the World Series, to have last year really crap the freaking bed. And the reason why I look at this as, I would want Bryce Harper just to sit in his locker room and just put his shoes on and just leave the hell out. Because on some Kobe stuff, like he said, this job ain't finished. Especially after all the crap that's been going on the past year or whatever. We here, okay, you know, give a high five, hug. Okay, Nestle, all right, cool. You know what I mean? Like, yo, move on. You got all the time to party when we go ahead and take that freaking chip home. Because y'all know how bad we was feeling. I know how bad you was feeling, Jack, when they lost to Arizona last year, man.
They did that at home, though.
Look, man, look, we need one thing. Bryce Harper, definitely him, needs one thing. It's the freaking World Series. Hey, the job ain't freaking finished. I didn't like it, and you know what? The number one thing I didn't like, it ain't a big deal. It's cool. Y'all did it, but it is a little extra. But I didn't hear it. I heard they were playing that damn song again.
There was part of their mix, yeah.
Yes.
There was.
God, man.
It's a remix, though, I think.
It is a remix.
I think it's a remix.
Has some quotes in there, too. But yes, the Callum Scott was
song that
was in
has to do with that sucker-ass song. Man, stop. If they want to win the World Series, I'm telling you, Jack, go in there. Matter of fact, don't go in there with no open-toed shoes. Put some damn sneakers, put some Timberlands on, and go in there and have them change that damn song. We need something hardcore, bro. You know what I mean? All right, they partied a little bit cool. But nah, stop, man. Bryce Harper needs one thing.
Don't wear your Birkenstocks in there, man.
Yeah.
Don't wear your Jesus sandals in the locker room.
What'd you say?
Don't wear his Jesus sandals in the locker room.
Yeah.
Man.
Nah. Steel tip Timberlands.
The reason why I say Jack because, you know, this is Jack thing. He going in touchy-feely with all these people.
Nope.
Okay, well, I need you to be touchy-feely with your Timbs on, and I ain't talking about touchy-feely in a happy way, bro.
Yeah.
Like, hey, stop that sucker stuff. We got to get rid of that. Ain't no time playing in Philadelphia. We need real Philadelphia back. That's all I'm saying. We can have fun later, man. I like to have fun. But right now, the job ain't freaking done, gentlemen.
I'm on your. I knew Rios would be on my side. I appreciate your call, Rios. Yes, Rios on my side. Rios actually further on my side than I'm even on my side. For sure.
Hey, man, don't go on there with open-toe sandals, man.
Now,
I'm not a boots fan, though. That's my issue.
I can't see you in
Timbs. Come on, me and Timberlands? Not even close.
Yeah.
So,
can't see that.
Speaking of Jack in the clubhouse with the sandals, I know Jack isn't going to like this, but some Twitter account, was it WIP Memes account, whatever it was.
I think it was.
Tweeted
the
photos of the hug. And the one thing, Jack, forgive me if I haven't mentioned this before. I'm sure you've mentioned it 30 or 40 times. When you hug him, you two-hand hug him like he's your mom.
Well, we shared a bonding experience last
both
year.
Both hands are on his back.
That's why Trey is like, never again.
But hold on.
It's the two hands on his back.
Yeah, but as someone who's also there, he double-handed me, too.
Wow.
Well, I think he felt like he was forced to because you went in with the two. First of all.
Well, I whispered in his ear, so what? It's loud in there.
Oh, I thought he was joking at first. Then I'm like, I do remember him kind of whispering in his ear.
I did not whisper in his ear.
I thought you did. I thought you got close to him because it was loud.
Do you know he whispered? He goes, it wasn't the Philly captain. It was me.
Man. You're never going to lay that one down, huh?
No, apparently not.
It's okay.
Perfectly normal, beautiful interaction.
Yeah.
It was.
Yes. Yeah. Beautiful for one of you, at least.
Yeah.
Dave in East Stroudsburg, you're on WIP. What up, Dave?
Hey, guys. Good to talk to you again. Thanks again for highlighting Delco for me last month.
Yeah, we love Delco.
Appreciate it.
We love Delco.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Before I get into my comments about Nikki Whiskers, I wanted to, back in January, I went to Philly's Fantasy Camp.
Oh, cool.
And, yeah, the first night we had a Q&A with John Middleton. And I got to ask the first question, and I said to him, I said, what do we need to get us over the hump here this year?
He said, beers. Just as many beers as possible the night before a game. Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's baseball players.
Yeah,
though.
I guess.
Anyway, and then, yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, he said that the only moves they would make is that they would spend money on difference makers. Okay, which is kind of generic, but he went on to say about how much they went all in on Yamamoto. Remember that?
Yep.
They had already signed Aaron Nola, but he said that they gave him $30 million more to get him to come here.
Yeah, Yamamoto wanted to be with the Dodgers like Ohtani
did.
But the Phillies, by all accounts, did make a very big offer to Yamamoto.
Well, you know, that's what, you know, I really believe that that's what gave Ranger Suarez such a big jump is because if he was in the rotation, that would have bumped Suarez down to four, right?
Yeah, I mean, it would have. It would have given them the arguably as good a rotation as we had in 2011, to be honest with you. That if they had Yamamoto in this rotation, with the way that Ranger and Sanchez ended up pitching this year, would have been pretty killer. And it gives me hope, by the way, this offseason, that win or lose, that Juan Soto would be somebody that they will go after because they're going to have to spend the most money to get him. So, yeah.
Well, the other thing that was interesting, too, that even back in January, you know, he was really committed to Johan Rojas. I mean, you know, everybody was saying, hey, you know, what's going on here? And when you look through it, he's, you know, his body of work, you know, for the season has been pretty good. Don't you think?
Rojas, you mean?
Yeah.
Thank you for the call, Dave.
Been about what we expected.
Yeah, I had
maybe a slightly better.
When I was first watching Rojas for the first month or two of the season, my reaction was, this guy's never even going to hit 200. Mm-hmm. So would he end up 245, something like that?
Not bad.
It's less to me about what his average is and more to me about it does... He'll bunt on occasion now, but his approach has not changed that much. Mm-hmm. Rojas is a game-changing center fielder, but he is also just a bad hitter.
Yeah, I finally came around to the whole, his defense out there in center field is just so much more important.
It is. I think the only trouble I have is that and this is going to have to be a Thompson thing, because the rest of their lineup, when it is in one of its funks, mm-hmm. and they're striking out all the time, the last thing that you want at the end of the lineup is a guy who hits three home runs a year who is also striking out like those guys are.
Right.
So that his approach is problematic. His defense is great. He is a playable player. But when the rest of the lineup is doing their bad thing, His deficiencies are highlighted in a way that aren't when they're hitting fine.
I agree with you there. This is the only thing I'll say where they have to sort of, I guess, compromise. Because if you have either Weston Wilson there or either Cody Clemens, who may hit better, but his defense is more important.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like they're almost giving up something with a 9-0 hitter.
Thompson,
offense or defense. They're giving up one or the other.
Thompson's really just going to have to gut and ride that.
It was interesting last night. I know. Jeez. Would you relax over there?
He's going to have to ride it.
Well, it was interesting last night. Rob Thompson, Fransky asked him, you know, is there anything different you're going to do heading to this postseason that you've learned over the last couple of years? He's like, yeah, basically, if there's a spot to get a guy out of there and look for an upgrade, I'll probably do that more this year.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I think, directly, you could say that's a Kimbrel thing from game four of last year mm-hmm. and game three. But I think that's also about Rojas in game seven, who he did not pinch hit for and let him bat with the bases loaded.
Yeah.
And they have options this year they didn't have last year.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. This will be a interesting one for you to guess, Ike, and I want you to not look at it.
I never do.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is designing the ultimate championship ring for our listeners. Vote on the design. Find out how to win at 94WIP.com/Mark's. Here is the question. Does it matter to you if the Phillies get the one seed, or is the two seed fine? The options are need the one seed, two seed is fine. What do you think it is? Because, you know, they obviously don't think it's that important.
That's a good question. I think I haven't heard as much talk about the one seed as much as I've heard about the bye week. So I think most people would be okay with the two seed.
You want to give me a number?
I'm going to go 58%.
53% need the one seed.
Ah, okay.
You know, I think all year, I think there was a portion during the year where things were going so badly relative to the rest of the year.
We didn't care as much.
The people stopped thinking about it.
Yeah.
But now that it's right there, it's within a game, I think it is heightened. So 53% say needed one seed.
Two things. One, I made the executive decision not to put your take as like the Twitter question.
Thank you.
I didn't think Twitter would handle that very well.
Well, they're going to do it on the regular Twitter. So
I'm sure. But the one thing about going for the one seed now that I think is interesting, because I've been a proponent of going for the two, because I would rather face the Brewers or Mets. The Diamondbacks are now the sixth seed.
Okay.
The Mets jumped them last night.
Ah.
So your little thing is not working.
It's not as cute.
Yeah.
Might want the one seed more now.
That's why you just have to win as many games as possible and let the chips fall where they may.
And they will, besides probably tonight.
That's not as many games as possible.
Taiwan's starting anyway.
He's not starting.
Well, he's going to pitch a bulk of it anyway. They are trying to win. They're putting Tanner Banks out there.
Okay. So wouldn't they just win behind
Tanner Banks?
Tanner Banks?
Third lefty. He's going to be in the playoff roster.
Yeah.
Is he the guy that you were really excited to get his first start and then he...
Yeah, he was terrible.
No, that was Seth Johnson.
Right.
Yeah. Who the hell is Seth Johnson?
Well, he got shelled. Yeah. When they were doing
he was in the... I keep wanting to say Armando
Benitez.
The Gregory Soto trade.
Armando Benitez?
I don't know why he's...
Holy cow.
I know.
That's a good throwback.
While ago.
Yes.
That's an old school guy right there.
I keep wanting to say Benitez. When I see Alvarado, is he the same physically as Benitez was?
Well, he's a righty.
I don't know.
Soto's a lefty.
Yeah. No, not Soto. Whatever. I thought Seth Johnson was maybe the Sir Anthony trade.
No, he was the Gregory Soto trade.
Okay. All right. Which was a great trade.
Even
though they give up two great prospects for Esteves, which was not a great trade. So they sort of cancel each other out. All right. 215-592-9494. Are the Phillies missing an opportunity by punting today's game just so they could have cool videos on social media? They really are Jack's team. I'm doing it for the likes. You know, they mirror Jack. This is a very important. I want them to win for us, but I want them to win for themselves. But mostly, I want them to win for Jack.
Many people say that.
That's why I'm so disappointed about last night.
Yeah, I want them to win for me.
Oh, I'd like them to win
for
me, too.
You should.
Think of the number.
I don't do as many High Hopes podcasts. As a matter of fact, I don't do any.
Yeah. Are we all doing a High Hopes? Do we all get to be on your High Hopes podcast if they win a World Series?
I've never been invited on.
Yeah, I invited him on the Ricky before.
You did.
And yeah. Carl Landry Record Club.
Yeah.
He did.
Yeah. Both.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see if we can work in. Yeah. We'll see if we can work in.
So Elliot is coming at exactly the right time. Because if
he's going to agree with you.
Well, if there's one person that
of
makes.
Of course he is.
This is what they do. They can't handle the success. And they. I can just see, I can hear him.
Mr. Puddle of Sweat and Urine over there is talking about me about how can't handle success.
I'm talking about Elliot and what Elliot's going to say.
Yeah, I'm just talking about you. You can't handle success either.
I don't want success.
Okay.
Always lower the expectations.
Well, my point about Elliot is that when everybody's mad at me, Elliot sucks all of that madness into him. If there's one person at this radio station who can generate it better than I can.
I don't think he really even wants anybody mad at anybody else. He wants.
Yes.
He wants it.
Yeah, he is doing that for us. Yeah. Elliot is doing it for us. He's taking all the hate in the world and just like a superhero of hate. Elliot joins us for an hour. We'll talk to him. So, I don't know what your opinion is, but I know for me and Jack, we want to talk to Elliot about the grade that he gave Jalen Hurts for Sunday's game.
Yeah, it's good enough to take him out of consideration for Eagles Insider of the Year.
It's good because you get good docking.
This is not Worm of the Year.
Yeah, I think the Worm is back. He got back from Brazil all of a sudden. They're like inviting him over to the NovaCare. They're like, hey, come on into the back. Strap him down. Inject the Worm.
Yeah.
He's back.
So Elliot is next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.